They're recording, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting regarding case HI 21-020 regarding Benjamin
Ocutzi.
Thank you. The time is now 2:13 p.m. on December 28, 2021. My name is Doug Kramer. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. And before we get started, I'd like to have all the attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose, along with the people here that are in attendance. We also have other members that are attending remotely. So let me start with.
I have no idea what we're
doing.
It is.
Doug.
Yes,
you've got an echo.
You've got an echo on everything.
Yeah.
Not for me.
On this end, we're getting it bad.
I don't know why.
Ooh, I hear an echo from you now. Now I hear one from me.
Oh, maybe turn the sound on.
It's muted altogether.
Your computer down? It's a guess.
Speaker's off altogether.
I'm having an IT guy, do we?
Vacation.
Okay.
It looks like Joe's.
So I think that we make sure that committee members are, if you're on your phone and your computer, make sure one of them is, the volume is off.
Can you mute everybody and see if that just fixes it? Can you mute all?
I can't from this end. I don't know if it'll make a difference or not, but whoever's not muted, if you go ahead and mute yourselves, it might be worth a shot.
I think we have three people that aren't muted. Now two. Wait on two more.
Well, one of them is the conference.
Okay. The other two are phone calls instead of computers.
So one more.
All right. Well, it looks like whatever it was has cleared itself up because I'm not hearing myself now. All right, I think we're good.
All right, so let me introduce, have everybody introduce themselves. I'll start with this young lady to my left. That'd be you.
Hello, I'm Judith Safeway. I'm the executive director.
Mr. Williams.
I'm Michael Williams, charter member of the EAC. I'm a home inspector.
Thank you, Mr. Warren.
She must be muted.
Yeah, Joe, you more.
Guess what? It works better when I unmute.
There you go.
I'm Joe Warren. I'm a licensed home inspector and an EAC member.
Thank you, Mr. Boyle.
Steve Boyle, home inspector, EAC member.
Great. Mr. Donald.
Thank you, Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, acting as board counsel.
I think that's everybody up there.
Yeah, Daniel Carthel, I'm an investigator assisting.
Ben Ocutzi, former home inspector. I've now moved on to home remodels.
Okay.
I'm Jacob Babin. I'm the owner of the company that Ben Ocutzi worked for at the time of this inspection.
And Jennifer Blackman, I deal with customer complaints, customer service, etc. for total inspections.
All right, thank you. First, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please make sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recordings, I want to know who said what. And third, please take this time to turn your cell phones or other silent or either silent or completely turn off so that they don't disrupt the meeting. Are there any attorneys participating today? None? Then, other than Mr. Donald, I'll skip that section then. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the allegations received through a complaint on February 21st, 2021. related to a home inspection at 11444 North 28th Drive, number 15 in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 23rd, 2019. And this Enforcement Advisory Committee will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Acts have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC, and the EAC means Enforcement Advisory Committee, report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. And at this time, I'm going to ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. And for the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Williams?
I have no conflicts.
Mr. Warren?
No conflicts.
And Mr. Boyle?
No conflicts.
Thank you, gentlemen. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session, and the committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger. Now, the alleger is unable to join us today. She's actually flying back from someplace, so she can't even attend via the phone. So she has provided a short response, two-page response that I'll read to the committee members during the time allotted for her to make a statement. And then Mr. Babin, as a witness in this matter, I'll call you also probably third in line here. I'll go to the alleger, respondent, and the witness. You'll be called when it's time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call, and will receive a call from me once it's time for your interview. In cases where the alleger and a respondent is not participating, indicate that the record that the alleger, which I've done, did not appear. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion, second, and vote individually. Is there a motion?
Michael Williams, I motion to move into executive session.
Is there a second?
Joe Warren, I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, we'll move on to executive session.